Good morning, she said quietly, brushing her fingers gently along Declan's face. Declan smiled in response, and his eyes slowly opened to meet hers.
We should get going,
Noelle said, her face turning serious.
If I could lay like this forever with you, I would. But the path needs us, and we have to show them that we are united.
Declan smiled at her again and then inhaled deeply. He felt happier than he ever had as they spent time together in this beautiful way.
What is it?
Noelle asked.
Those are words I never thought I would hear you say,
Declan said.
The pack needs us.
Noelle slapped his arm playfully. The two of them stood up and got dressed before heading out to where the rest of the pack was meeting. When they stepped outside their tent, it was clear that there was something wrong. Declan and Noelle headed down to the center of the campgrounds, where Dustin and Maria were standing seriously in front of the fire pit. The pack was staring at them as they spoke, and it didn't take an investigator to realize that whatever they were saying was not what the pack wanted to hear.
What's going on?
Declan asked one of the women standing toward the rear of the crowd. She looked at him with a sad expression.
Dustin announced that we are going to be moving to a new campsite. Protect the pack from the hunters.
Declan patted the woman on the shoulder, even though he knew that there was not much he could do or say to make her feel better. They had been in the campsite for decades. This was their home. And now they were being forced to leave it behind.
I say we just stay and fight them,
a younger boy yelled. Declan squinted his eyes and saw that it was the younger boy who had been egging on Ryan, trying to get him to fight him a few days earlier. Of course, he would suggest fighting. And yet, he'd probably be the first to run once it got serious. Maria spoke, but Declan couldn't quite make out her words, and then the pack dispersed.